As President-elect George W. Bush prepares to make his transition to his new office in Washington, he has some 5,000 government jobs to fill in his administration. And like Texas presidents before him, Bush is sure to bring along some of his fellow Texans to the nation's capital. What will Texans teach us about their way of life when they get here? What stereotypes will they smash or reinforce? Joining us to talk Texas is Jane Gregg, the answer lady at the Austin American Statesman newspaper. Ms. Gregg, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, let me start with the basics. I would like to know what you would put in a care package. Let's say somebody were to send a care package from Texas to their friend in Washington. What items would they include?
Well, gosh, it'd be an awful big care package. I mean, you might have to pack it all in a Ford pickup truck to get it all out there. But there's food, like your favorite tamales or barbecue. There's some great places around here. There's a place in Lockhart called Kreitz's that's famous for barbecue. And then tamales. Nobody can live without tamales. So there's Rosie's Tamale House. And Oh Shucks will actually air freight tamales to you if you're desperate.
Oh Shucks? Then,
Oh Shucks. Well, you know, we know how to have a pun now and then. So there's that Mexican food, you know, tamale salsa thing. There's a place here called Eastside Cafe that makes their own salsa, and that's to die for. And, of course, we have chips in the shape of the state of Texas. I don't think the district has anything shaped. Is that correct? Would there be no chips shaped like the district?
I've never seen them.
No, well, there you go. I mean, we've got pasta shaped like Texas, chips. We've got candy shaped like Texas. It's a distinct, you know, it's a big state, so you get a big chip. You would need that, definitely. My daughter's in New York in school, and she always takes guacamole from Central Market and salsa and chips back to eat in her dorm room.
Well,
she can't live without it.
When I think Texas, I think beef. So where would I get beef in the care package?
Right. Well, there's Lone Star Meats is glad to send some beef out for you, or any of our local stores, you know, Central Market, Fiesta Market. They all. And then plus there's chili. You can take Wick Fowler's chili mix, which is a packet of everything you need from the masa to the seasonings, and then, you know, buy some local beef and make do. I think, too, you would, besides sending food, you would probably want to send something like Don't Mess with Texas t-shirts. I'm sure that logo has been seen around. That's the Texas Department of Transportation's, you know, litter project. We have bumper stickers. And then there's a small sticker that our late Lieutenant Governor Bob Bullock had that said, God bless Texas, and with a Texas flag that's very recognizable, and those are everywhere. So I would include that.
Well, let me move on to something that might be considered a sensitive subject.
And that's, gotta go.
The big hats, the cowboy hats.
Now, those are great.
Well, how many people, you think people are going to wear them in Washington?
You bet. My husband has a whole wardrobe of them. There's a place in Buda, which is a little town outside of here, spelled B-U-D-A, Buda. And there's a place there called Texas Hatters that's been making hats for the famous Texans since, I don't know, forever. But, for example, John Conley got his hats there, and Lyndon Johnson bought some hats there. It's a quintessential Texas hatter, and you can get all sorts, summer hat, winter hat, you know. We've got those elements out there you need to take care of, so protect your head with your hat.
But, you know, Washingtonians are pretty conservative dressers. Can you really imagine the transplanted Texans wearing their hats in the streets of Washington?
Well, they're comfortable. They keep your head warm. What's the problem? Because it goes with the boots, because they'll be wearing boots. It's kind of a match set. Do you know that there's a thing called a Texas tux? Are you familiar with that?
No.
It's a look you're probably going to be seeing. It's a tux jacket, a tux shirt, a cummerbund, khakis, and boots, and of course a black hat.
Khakis?
Well, yeah.
With
or
a
jeans.
Tux.
Or jeans. But it's called a Texas tux. And you wear your boots with it. You can wear your boots with a regular tux, too. My husband does that also. But that's for people that have a wardrobe of boots. And if you've ever worn a good pair of comfortable boots, say from Lee Miller, where they make them to fit, you don't want to put on anything else. So, yeah, that hat and boot thing's coming your way.
Well, I can certainly see that going over big at the inaugural balls. I'm guessing that we'll probably see some boots at the balls. But what about at the inauguration ceremony itself? Do you think George W. Bush will be wearing boots?
Well, if you watched during the campaign, he was wearing them a lot. Gore was wearing them a lot. Boots are very comfortable. And if you've got a good pair of boots, it's hard to get them off. course, you take your hat off to go inside, but you can wear the boots all the way through. I bet you'll see a lot of people shod in boots. A lot of people. Women, too.
Well, here's another cliche coming at you. What about the big hair? The big poofed up, especially blonde hair. You think we'll see more of that?
Well, I can't say big exactly. I mean, not everybody's Ann Richards, but I can tell you that we, you know, we have our share of cut and color going on here, and we like to blame it on all the sunshine. So I'd like to think that we're well tended, as they say, which means everything that can be done has been done. There are a lot of well-tended women here in Texas. So hopefully they look pretty good. I think we can walk the walk with the best of them.
Well, let's move on to the streets. You're known in Texas for wide open spaces, which we are right. Not known for in Washington. We've got all these cramped streets and a lot of traffic jams. So I think driving is going to be frustrating for a lot of Texans.
Well, they're either going to be in a pickup truck or a Suburban, so you can see us coming. That's one thing. And we've had some combat driving here. We've accomplished that. We can parallel park. We can do all of those things. But that large car parking, you might need some more of.
Well, what about Texas drivers themselves? Do they have a certain kind of etiquette or something that we should know about?
Well, we're very polite. For example, on a lot of Texas roads, there are aprons and shoulders on the side of the road. And if you're driving along and you're going faster than the guy in front of you, he's going to pull over and give you that little two-fingered nod, you know, like right back at you, go right on ahead, or a little tip of the hat, sort of a courtesy thing.
That is so polite. That definitely will not happen here.
Rock Creek Parkway, that won't happen.
No way. People will do their best to block you. I mean, I'm a little worried.
Oh, well, maybe those big bumpers will come in handy, and we could do a little teaching on that politeness on the road. A little road rage will get tuned down to rude rage or something.
Now, Ms. Gregg, what about the music? You've got some famous mm-hmm. music spots in Texas.
We do. There's a great place called the Broken Spoke here. And it's one of the few places you can go hear Alvin Crow and eat chicken fried steak, which, of course, you know is not chicken. And it's, so that's
what
a lot of fun.
What is it?
It's a battered, bad piece of meat. Tenderized. No, it's a battered piece of meat that's fried like fried chicken and served with white, not brown gravy. And it's a staple that you can learn how to do this. This is pretty easy. If you can fry chicken, you can fry chicken fried steak.
Well, is there a certain kind of music that's played in these places, a certain kind of dancing that's done?
Well, there's two-stepping, but I'm sure you'll see a lot of that. And a lot of dancing where people are held in interesting ways, you know, as opposed to the standard waltz.
Whoa. What does that mean?
Well, you know, you might have a woman might have one arm behind her back and as you're two-stepping. And, of course, you have to be careful with that hat etiquette that if you're both wearing hats, you don't bump into each other. Well, I guess the hat takes place of the hair, doesn't it? It's quite a picture.
I'm obviously a know-nothing about Texas things, and I just mm-hmm. wondered what kind of faux pas should a person like me avoid? Maybe I've already committed it in this interview.
Well, no, I would just say be generous when you hear us with strange pronunciations. There are a lot of you-alls going on. People saying you-all, y'all a lot. And people saying ma'am, and that's a positive, not a negative. We just tend to be extremely polite, I think, and willing to admit that we may make a faux pas. I've had lots of etiquette questions of people going to the inaugural, what to wear and what to do in receiving lines, things like that. So we're trying, and I think the country will be pleasantly surprised by how genuinely nice and how pleased they will be to be in the Capitol.
Jane Gregg is the answer lady at the Austin American Statesman newspaper. She joined us from member station KUT in Austin. Thank you, Jane Gregg.
Thank you, Lisa.